Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Keith McPherson on the Fan inside the 10 o'clock hour watching this Jet game. And it pains me like how just Justin Fields cannot establish any type of passing game. It looks easy for Drake May. It is easy for Drake May as he completes a pass to Stephon Diggs again for a first down. So now Drake May is 17 to 21 with 181 yards, cooking them. 102 passer rating. Anyway. Connor Hughes and Zach Rosenblatt, who you hear on the Fan, who you guys know if you watch any Jet football coverage or pay attention to anything on Twitter. Connor Hughes writes, Justin Fields has had games this season where he threw for 27, 45, 46, and 54 yards. He has 25 tonight. That's got to be some kind of record. Yeah, in the third quarter, 25 yards were in the third quarter. Stephon Diggs again, first down. Come on. And I know this Jets defense is banged up too, but they're making this look easy, bro. There's too many receivers open. There's too many receivers coming into green grass without somebody in their back pocket. Zach Rosenblatt writes, Justin Fields ran for a first down, then everything went terribly after that. Intentional grounding, 5-yard run, short pass to Isaiah Williams on 3rd and 15 for 2 yards. And then an unnecessary roughness penalty on Tippmann. Wasted a 3-and-out to start the half. And now, from the 11-yard line, it's 1st and 10. They're just going to run with Travion Henderson. He's going to get his 3rd touchdown here. I should have bet him 3 touchdowns. I think I bet Breece Hall 2 touchdowns. I don't know. I had a feeling that they were going to get something going tonight. They have not. Outside of that first drive. And that happens a lot, right? You got the first drive scripted, and you kind of catch them off guard. I don't know. The Jets' offense has been abysmal after that. Okay, before the break, I said I was going to bring some stuff to the table about Jameis Winston. Before we get there, though, I have to start with a guy by the name of Kurt Benkert. Kurt Benkert, touchdown. Travion Henderson, touchdown. Receiving touchdown, wide open in the end zone. How did he get so wide open? Now it's about to be 21-7. Patriots in their gray nor'easter uniforms. They look good. I'm not gonna front. They look good. It kind of looks like, you know, if it was like snowy over navy blue. That the shade of gray is like snow covered navy blue. Too easy. And Drake May is nice. Can you believe that the Giants let Tommy DeVito win those games and missed out on Drake May. All right, so quarterback, former Packers quarterback Kurt Benkert went off on Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. He says he's a D word that I don't want to say. A D-O word that I don't want to say. Benkert also recently said that LaFleur should give up play calling. This isn't the first time that Benkert voiced his frustrations about his former head coach. In 2023, Benkert revealed that he and LaFleur butted heads during his time in Green Bay. He was just unloading on me every day. Pause, y'all. Wait a minute. And I didn't take it any. And I didn't take it anymore. And that's why I ended up getting cut. That's tough. I can relate to that. Not the unloading. Chill. Hey, yo. I was like a coach. Like when you play quarterback, you know. Now going back to the things you learn in football. Sometimes you'll have a quarterback coach that is trying to be your friend. That's nice with you. That like. You know, doesn't what they used to say ream you out? That's another A. Yo, pause. But like, I had some coaches that lit me up, and it's hard to come to practice, come to meetings every day, where you know as soon as you mess up, this coach like you got to be perfect. That's tough. And like Benkert was probably third string quarterback. That's why you're third string. You're not going to be perfect. The starter's got to be perfect. But yeah, they had a whole Twitter thing where. You know, Benkert was going at LaFleur, and then Benkert goes on to tweet, as I scroll through to find it, something that I was alluding to the other day. He said he's afraid of a Jameis Winston with nothing to lose. And I think the Packers right now should fear Jameis Winston, right? Afraid of a nothing to lose Jameis on a Sunday at 1 p.m., not going to lie, was the exact tweet. Jameis is just going to be smiling, praising the Lord, happy to be in the greatest city in the world, playing football for the New York Football Giants. And if these guys can protect up front, which we'll talk to Bobby Skinner about what he thinks the Giants' offensive line will do against this front of the Packers. If these Giants wide receivers can get open, speaking of Giants wide receivers, Lil Jordan Humphrey, who should still probably be here, not too long ago hit his Twitter account. He said, I would like to take this time to thank everyone with the New York Giants organization. I am incredibly grateful for the chance to grow both as a player and a person during my time here. The lessons I've learned, the relationships I've formed, and the experiences I've had will undoubtedly stay with me throughout my career. I'll always look back on my time with the Giants with deep appreciation and respect as I continue my journey. Now, he's going to join Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and the playoff-bound Denver Broncos. And don't be surprised if he's making some plays with them because Bo Nix will throw it to anybody. They have Cortland Sutton, and they don't use him like a number one receiver. Anybody can get busy over there. And he posts a pick, and it's like, it looks like a practice squad pick or a third string pick from like preseason. It's got Dart in it. And I remember Dart throwing that fade ball to him down the left sideline, I think against the Bills early on, where I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Might be something there. But yeah, back to famous Jameis. Scrolling, locating. Lawrence Tynes put out on Twitter. In three career games versus the Green Bay Packers, Jameis Winston has 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, a 123.3 quarterback rating, which is the second highest of his career against any opponent. I mean, they're just some numbers. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. If those numbers stay somewhat the same, maybe I got to alter my prediction. Maybe Jameis goes out there, throws 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Maybe Jameis goes out there and lights it up against Green Bay because they haven't seen him and they don't know what to expect. Come on, Kafka. Come on, Tim Kelly. Cook up. You got nothing to lose. Go into your bag of tricks. You know, shock the world. Do something. Brian Daboll got fired. You're in your building in front of your fans. The Packers are suspect. The Packers got me out of my other survivor pool. when they lost to the Browns. The Packers this year had guys in their locker room talking about going undefeated, right? Because after they got Micah Parsons, you know, they were riding high. But they lose to the Browns 13-10 in Cleveland. They tied 40-40 against Jerry Jones' club. And then they lost to the Panthers at Lambeau. And then they have back-to-back losses at Lambeau where they're not scoring points. They lost 16-13 to Rico Dowdle and Bryce Young. And then they lost 10-7 to Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. If the Giants defense, Shane Bowen, hey, you better cook up too. And let me see, I had some stuff from Shane Bowen as well. Because I was talking about this the other night. I'll send Connor the audio so I don't have to do this verbatim. But I was talking about how, you know, because someone was like, well, you know, poor Mike Kafka, he's still saddled with Shane Bowen. I'm like, he's not saddled with anything. He has the ability and, you know, the chance here as the head coach to get Shane Bowen together, right? To talk to Shane Bowen this week about situations. Why can't this week be the week? Why can't this week be the week that the Giants are in a game, which they've been in a game every game for the most part? Why can't this be the week that they're in a game and they don't blow the game late? Because Mike Kafka talks to Shane Bowen about situational football and what they're going to do when they're buttoned up and they're ready. You know what I'm saying? Why can't this be the change? Why can't this be the week? Mike Kafka sits down with Shane Bowen and says, hey, buddy, you know, dropping an 8 into coverage, you know, what happened to us against the Cowboys, what happened to us against the Broncos, even, at, you know, things that went on against the Bears. Can't happen. Here's what we're going to do. So Shane Bowen was asked about it. Here's Shane Bowen on discussions with Mike Kafka about end-of-the-game situations.
What have you been able to put when you guys talk? Like, what have you talked about? Like, what do you recognize? Say we that this is the problem. Is it, are you guys wearing down? Is it schematics? Is it, how do you
Look at that? Yeah, I mean, I'll keep the conversations I had with Mike in private from my point of view, my perspective. Again, I think it's a myriad of different things that are showing up. And I got to do a better job finding ways to create some opportunities for these guys to make the plays we need when we need them at those times in the game.
Okay, copy, but like do it this time. Okay, you can keep the conversation private, but at least you're having those conversations. And Kafka did allude to that he wasn't privy to the defensive meetings and what was going on before. But now being the head coach and Tim Kelly being appointed to be the offensive coordinator, he's in on him now. And listen, this is Mike Kafka's opportunity. He's probably not going to get another opportunity. He had some interest to interview as a head coach in the past. That's gone. Like, this is his interview with the Giants. And here is the first week. And you got a Packers team that, of course, they're going to be hungry. Let me not act like, you know, they don't have, you know, some good players and a good defense and they're... Like, I know it's going to be tough for them to lose three in a row, but it's football. It's the NFL. I am leaning heavily into they have not seen Jameis. I'm leaning heavily into what Brian Burns talked about the other night as far as, like, addressing the team and telling them, hey, everyone's under evaluation the rest of the way. If there ever was a time to play your best football and give a little bit more, it's now. I'm also leaning into the fact that I watched the Packers come to Giants Stadium and lose to Tommy Cutlets, as I was just joking about Tommy Cutlets winning those games, which cost you a shot at drafting Drake May. Beating the Packers that year was one of them. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. The Packers could come here and lay an egg again. Jordan Love has been terrible. Tucker Kraft is out for the season. We will talk to touchdown. There it is. A throwing touchdown. A passing touchdown. Justin Fields finds a wide-open John Mechie III. They can scheme open, wide-open receivers for him to throw an easy pass to. John Mechie III is ready to play after being acquired via trade. They don't need just Garrett Wilson. They actually do have some weapons now. How do you get so wide open? Oh, look at that. The DB covering him caught the turf monster. He just straight up fell. Keith McPherson on the fan. Bobby Skinner joins us on the fan next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joining us right now, Bobby Skinner from the Giants Nation pod. You know, Bobby, if you're on Giants Twitter, one of the best content creators out there, one of the best guys breaking down film and talking about the New York football Giants. Bobby, are you with us?
What's going on, my man?
Watching this Thursday night football game, thinking that the Jets actually do have some type of life, and if they can get a stop here, you know, it's been pretty easy for Drake May. Maybe they can make this a game.
Yeah, maybe A.D. Mitchell starts catching the ball with his new team, but it's looking rough so far.
Yeah, it's always rough for the Jets. It can never be easy for the Jets. But anyway, we're here to talk about the Giants. It kind of sucks. I made jokes about the Giants are too close to the Jets. They have the same amount of wins as the Jets. I think in the last 5 years, they have the same amount of wins as the Jets, I read somewhere. And then firing the coach midseason is Jet-like. Now, I know it wasn't week five, like, you know, they fired Rob Saleh. But, you know, do you expect this firing to yield results as far as winning games on the field, or do you think it's going to be still more of the same, or this team potentially worse going in the tank where they're not in games close anymore, they just get blown out?
Yeah, I mean, I think against the good teams, they don't have much of a shot, but they, you know, they have the Commanders without Jaden Daniels, the Raiders, so they, you know, you see if they're in there. But like, a lot of the reason why Brian Daboll's gone in season, not at the end of the season, is because they've blown those fourth quarter leads. And they're blaming that on coaching. Well, the defensive coaching staff's entirely still in place with Shane Bone and every assistant coach with him. So I don't understand how they think that's going to get better. The offensive coaching was like halfway decent, right? I mean, they were middle of the pack with Jackson Dart and no weapons. So I don't think it leads to many wins. You know, they might get that first week interim head coach bump. But at the end of the day, I don't see them turning this around at all.
Yeah, so I was just talking to someone the other night about, you know, they're like, well, good luck to Kafka because, you know, he's saddled with Shane Bowen. And I said, yeah, he is, and this defense, but now as head coach, he could take it a step further. Now as head coach, he's privy to defensive meetings and plans more so than he was before. Maybe he can do something differently than Brian Daboll. Maybe he can have some type of influence. Maybe he can change some plans and things based off of what he sees as an offensive mind. So let's talk about Kafka next. Do you think this is an actual audition for him? And do you think that he can have some better luck if the Giants are in some of these games close as far as like nudging Shane Bowen and affecting the game as the head coach to make sure that they can close?
Well, first, the main thing is just need to be healthy on defense. I mean, they had Corey Black, who was on the Jets practice squad just 2 weeks ago playing corner in the fourth quarter, and he gets taken advantage. Like, there's not much the defensive coaching staff can do about that. I do think this is a real audition for Kafka. I don't think it should be. If you're going to fire the head coach, you really need to wipe the coaching staff from the building and start afresh, even if you're keeping Joe Shane. But I do think the Giants are going into this with a very real option of keeping Mike Kafka as the head coach. They like him a lot.
Okay, now you're leading me to my next question, right? You started off talking about health, and health is directly tied to the depth and the roster construction. And then you talk about firing the head coach and cleaning house. And, I mean, you had a great post this week about why they should fire Joe Shane. I agreed with everything you said. I had a lot of the same thoughts, added some things to my show. You don't have to do the whole rant again. But in your words, why do you think Joe Shane should be let go as well?
Well, I mean, I could go on for 20 minutes on this part. Like, let's keep it simple. The most recent rookie class, you can't fully judge a rookie class, and we always overrate it in the moment, even though Abdul Carter, I think, is going to be sick, and Jackson Dart has obviously been awesome. But look at his first three draft classes. Rank his top five players from the class. Like, Malik Nabers, one, Kayvon Thibodeaux, two. Like, who's number three? Wandale Robinson? Like, I don't think that's a good young nucleus. I think almost every team in the NFL can say they have a good young nucleus unless they just fired their GM or they're a playoff team that's filled with a bunch of veterans. So I don't even buy that. Like you said, the depth is just terrible, right? Like, every team on the offseason looks at like, oh, well, we've got these draft picks. They're going to be good. We got these free agents. They're going to be good. When in reality, it's like, all right, but what happens if you have 2-3 injuries? And that's what's hurt the Giants. And it's not just, oh, they don't have depth. The depth is failed Joe Shane draft picks, right? Oh, Paulson Adebo got injured. Well, Deontay Banks is a third-year first-round pick. He shouldn't be being rotated with a seventh-round rookie corner who wasn't even on the roster 2 weeks ago. So there's that. And the fact is they haven't even – it's not like they haven't been good in the first 4 years, you know, after year one. They've been bottom of the league. You know, they won 3 games last year. They're 2-8 now. So, you know, I could go on and on and on. The messing up of the little details of having no wide receiver depth or depth anywhere when it's readily available to you.
Kicking
right?
problems.
Finding Deontay Hodges, you know, 3 months after you should have. So there's a numerous reasons, but at the end of the day, it's like the results aren't there, and I don't think they're that close to being there unless Jackson Dart starts really carrying the team on his back.
Yeah, what do you make of the Giants fans that are trying to defend Shane? I just think people are confused and battered and beaten. I've had to go back and forth with people on Evan Neal. Oh, Keith, you can't say anything about Evan Neal. He was the consensus pick. There are some people that seem to think that Jackson Dart falls under Joe Shane when there's a video of him saying that this is your guy, we're rolling the dice, nobody's going to care about a third-round pick. And then Malik Nabers, I can't give him credit for, because I had said all week, if Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't give his son his name, Malik Nabers would have been the first wide receiver taken. That's obviously the guy you pick. Like, what do you make of, like, I feel like some Giants fans are just confused, but I feel like there's been some people actually taking up for Joe Shane this week and trying to absolve him from other mistakes. Kayvon, Evan Neal, even Jalen Hyatt. And it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, here's the issue, is our standards have been lowered so much.
Sure.
Because so bad for so long. You know, like, you look at Dave Gettleman's 4 years of draft classes and even Joe Shane's 4 years of draft classes, and even go look at the end of Jerry Reese. It was, like, these both of them blow him out of the water, and that's a guy who won 2 Super Bowls with them. So it's just been so bad that it's almost like we've forgotten what a good roster looks like, right? It doesn't just have names, right? I thought Dan Duggan of The Athletic made a good point in his article. And he basically described the end of the Dave Gettleman team without names and said, wouldn't that be a nice, good team? Well, guess what? That's what Dave Gettleman did. And rightfully, that was more than what Joe Shane has, and he's rightfully gone. So, like, we need to raise our standards, I think, for the New York Giants. And I think the Giants themselves, the fans are the fans, right? Like, you know, I'm a fan. We don't make the decisions. I think it's the Giants themselves that have just lowered their standards because they don't like change.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's like a hot girl that had a high standard for guys, and she gets older, she's not as hot anymore, and she just starts lowering her standards, and she'll take whatever she gets, and she starts looking like, well, he's not that bad. Let's keep it on track. You know, something I've put against Joe Shane is, like you said with Gettleman, the long list of guys that they've let go too. You know, when I look at a GM, his decision-making on, you know, who he lets go to free agency versus who he keeps, like, I think that's just as important as who he drafts. There's a long list, not just Saquon and Daniel Jones, but a guy that'll be back in the building this week, Xavier McKinney.
I think that's the one right there, because that's a second-round draft. Like, he was very, like, top of his position at the safety spots. That was the one where I understand why they let Saquon Barkley go. Even Leonard Williams, like, they got a second and a fifth for him when they ended up, like, basically turning that into the Brian Burns trade. But McKinney was young. He's top of his position. You drafted him. Like, that is building through the draft when you re-sign a guy like him. I just don't understand why they did that. And then to, you know, the next year turn around and basically pay the same contract for a lesser player in Javon Holland.
Yeah, we'll come back to that, but it just made me think of something else. Wink Martindale. If you remember some of the things that went on, and, like, I don't really care so much about Xavier McKinney and the ATV accident, but there were some different things that went on with what Wink Martindale had to say, what Xavier McKinney had to say, what got out in the media, and maybe Joe Shane just felt like, hey, you know, both of these guys need to go.
Yeah, and, you know, but the funny thing is they spin-zoned it afterwards as, like, oh, well, they would have never been able to keep McKinney with Wink Martindale, and then they let McKinney walk. Like, McKinney did say dumb stuff, like, after games, which is, you know, you don't like that. But at the end of the day, that's not a reason to move on from, like, a young, top-of-his-position player.
Yeah, so now he's with the Packers, and they have a really good defense. And I was telling the listeners, hey, I want to ask Bobby, I know you watch a lot of film. I don't know how much of the Packers film you've dived into, but how do you think this front of the Packers with Micah Parsons is going to do against the Giants offensive line, who have been somewhat better this year.
Yeah, so like this is the first week where I actually didn't dive too much into the opposing team because
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Of all the, you know, chaos of firing a head coach and everything that goes with that. But the one thing I will give Joe Shane flat out credit for, and I guess it won't be flat out because Andrew Thomas is not his own pick, but the offensive line is improved, right? It's the best it's looked in 10 years. It still needs help, and it still needs continued investments. And I think it's more plugged guys instead of, like, future pieces there. He's only drafted 2 linemen over the last 3 years. But, like, that's been the biggest credit, like, help for Jackson Dart. And it should tell you, you know, whoever the GM is this offseason, like, go and keep investing in the offensive line. You don't need the best weapons in the world for Jackson Dart to have success. But this Packers front is something different. You know, Micah Parsons is just a different animal. And if they're like the Cowboys, they won't put them on Andrew Thomas as much as we would like. Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness has even been a decent player for them this year. So, yeah, the Packers front is nothing to mess with.
And Jameis Winston, I just read a Lawrence Tynes tweet where Lawrence Tynes tweeted out yesterday, in 3 career games versus Green Bay, the Packers, Jameis Winston versus the Green Bay Packers, Jameis Winston has 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, a 123.3 QBR, second highest of his career against any opponent. So just so happens, after we see Russ go out there, and Russ looks like Uncle Rico out there, and everybody is saying, hey, you got to play Jameis, you got to go to Jameis. Well, his first start is going to be against a team he's had success against, and I've leaned on 2 things. Let me know if you agree or disagree. One, you know, when a coach gets fired and the season is effectively over as far as, like, they're not going to the playoffs, every week is your Super Bowl. And this first week, you know, I heard Brian Burns, who has gone through this in Carolina, say that he spoke to the guys and he said everybody is being evaluated. If it's a time to play your best ball, it's now. So maybe they have some renewed energy around that, being back in their building, the only place they have won a game. And then also, I lean on film and Jameis Winston and them not have seeing Jameis Winston in this offense. So Kafka could have some wrinkles in this offense, some things for Jameis Winston that are completely different than what they ran with Jackson Dart, and maybe that leads to some big plays.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the interim head coach bump. There's number one that. And Jameis is going to rip it all over the field, right? Like, he keeps the entire playbook open. And I know Jameis is looked at as like, oh, he's fun. I think if he plays three games in a row for your team, he's probably not as fun as, you know, a Bengals fan watching objectively thinks. But for one game, he could have the best passing performance of any of the Giants quarterbacks this year for one game. And like you said, when you have like somewhat of an element of surprise, that really can help deliver with that too. It's just if you have to rely on him for three games, like he's going to throw the ball into defenders' hands.
Last thing for you, there was some shuffling around. This also kind of falls on Joe Shane. No, not kind of, it does. Graham Gano to the IR. Lil Jordan Humphrey gets taken off the practice squad and goes back to Denver, and now Isaiah Hodges is back. So, one, how do you feel about these transactions and these things with Joe Shane? And two, do you think that, like, this is the early part of Joe Shane being evaluated post-Brian Daboll?
Yeah, I've been saying Isaiah Hodges since, like, cutdown day. Like, they had no wide receiver depth. So, like, I'm glad he's in here. I know there's, like, a conversation of, like, oh, well, it's Daboll that was stopping them from getting Hodges or whatever, when I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, he was playing gunner with Sheffy over Jim Hyatt last week, almost as a shot at Joe Shane. Like, this is what you kept with. So better late than never, but, like, this is the signing that should have happened, like I said, before the season even started. He's been available.
Bobby, you the man. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good luck to your Giants. I hope you get a win and you have some positive things to talk about next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's Bobby Skinner of the Giants Nation Pod. Make sure you follow Bobby on Twitter at Bobby Skinner. And then also make sure you follow his show, the Giants Nation Pod. Keith McPherson on the Fan in here talking ball. What else? Watching the Jets. It is now 24-14 after the Patriots kicked the field goal. And the Jets have the ball. I think they just got a first down here with about 10:30 left in the fourth quarter. Can they score a touchdown and make this a one-score game late in the fourth? Like, so far I have been impressed that they're not getting blown out. So far I have been impressed that they're covering if you took the Jets to cover tonight. This is the last hour of my show coming up. Traditionally, I open the mic up and we can talk about everything. So I will reach for some topics that haven't hit the airwaves as well. But if you're just joining us, we started off trying to hype up Jets fans tonight to go into Foxborough in this new era where both teams have a former player from their franchise as the new head coach, and the Jets go up there and not be laughingstocks. I don't expect them to win, but like so far, they have done what I expected them to do. Go up there and compete. Go up there and show the Patriots that you're not just going to be a pushover and not just the butt of every joke. It's a nationally televised game. Have a decent showing. You know, then we transitioned into fandom things. When do we not talk about being fans and who we root for and why we root for them on the Fan? And then we got into, you know, some of the Yankee fan stuff. As Aaron Judge became MVP of the American League for the third time, should have been the fourth time. And, of course, that conversation leads us into when's Aaron Judge going to get his ring? He's got to win a World Series. And what are the Yankees going to do this offseason to get Aaron Judge closer to a World Series after his best postseason performance of his career? Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham. What does that mean for Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez? You know, all the offseason type stuff. And now we're just waiting for this game to wrap up and me to bring some more things to the table. We did also talk to CP, the franchise, about the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, a little bit of a scare last night, but it's a grade one sprain. Ice up, get some treatment on that. He should be back in about a week, maybe two if they slow play it because there's plenty of time. But, yeah, that's where we are with things, folks. We got to take a break here. 888-808-1019. I have no calls, so we're wide open. for the last hour and change of my show. KM to AM returns right after this. Like, I talk about my college football days because it's relevant. It's experience that applies to this experience. It always comes back around, and I think it adds something to the story. But I understand. Some people don't have anything like that to talk about. They feel some type of way. Call up and say anything about your best day in gym class if you can report that, if you can remember that. As I always laugh, people are like, you know, anyone that can talk about times that they played or balled, like, I respect that. If you don't have anything to report, I can't respect that. You might have been a gym class hero. Good for you. Fumble! No! Oh, my. Oh, no. Oh, no. Just as the Jets' defense gets a stop and the Jets' offense goes back out there, Justin Fields just dropped the snap and fumbled it away. It's a 10-point game, 24-14. That's tough, man. I got to see the replay. It's going to be on Justin Fields. They're going to – oh, it's a low snap. He's still got to get on the ball. Get on the ball and don't try and pick it up. Membu gets pushed back into him. That's tough. That is tough. Anyway, shout out to Luca Lechosa in the chat. Says, I heard one of your freestyles on 98.7 or something. I was like, oh, that's Keith. 94.7 The Block, our sister station, the old school hip-hop station. I do a weekly rap, a one-minute football rap called The Quickest Football Minute with WFAN's evening host, Keith McPherson. I have no idea what it's going to be tomorrow, what it's going to sound like. I'll probably have a couple bars about this Jet game, and then I'll have to rap something about the Packers game coming up with the Giants. And then Monday Night Football this week is Cowboys versus Raiders, and I'll definitely have something to say about that. Jackson is in Queens, and Jackson is also in the chat. Shout out to Jackson for double dipping online and on air.
Thank you so much, Keith. You're the man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Love you. All right. I want to ask you, so this NFC East is pretty much done with. You know, the Eagles pretty much have clinched the division, but I still want some bragging rights. You know, I don't want the Giants to finish fourth in the division again. You think that's important? Is that important to you at all?
What, where the Giants finish? No, I don't care where the Giants finish.
Where the Cowboys finish. Like,
no, I definitely don't care where the Cowboys finish. I would like to see.
Do you care even if the Cowboys, like, you know, for me, as a Giants fan,
if the Cowboys lose to the Raiders.
The Giants cannot finish in fourth place again. This is not possible that we cannot go behind the Redskins, the Eagles, and the Cowboys again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The standings you should be looking at is Tankathon. Thanks for the call, Jackson. I gotta let you go. You're tweaking, bro. Why do you care about fourth place? You should, at this point, the season's over. You should be on tankathon.com looking at who you're gonna draft. Instead of worrying about being the fourth team in the NFC East, you should be the fourth team picking in the draft. And as far as the Cowboys go, I don't care where the Cowboys finish. If they lose to Pete Carroll and the Raiders, I will be on Monday night laughing at America's team to laugh at. I'm detached from that. I don't care about the standings. What do the standings matter unless you're first? If you're not first, you're last. Second is the first loser. And if you're not in second place making the wild card, what are we talking about? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Somebody was getting at me on Instagram, and I'm done, man. I'm done going back and forth. I tweeted out today. I'm like, I've reached the point where I have to ignore. I'm on a level where I have to ignore, because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. People can attack you. They can make fun of your race. They can make fun of what you wear. They can make fun of your voice. They could say lies. And as soon as you try to go back at them about how they look, or you don't know them, right? They know me. I don't know them. As soon as you return serve or say something, it's you replied. Don't go low, Keith. Like, what? I always got to take the higher ground, I guess. I do guess. Like, I have to take the higher ground. There's no point in going back and forth. But there was somebody, and I'm an internet guy. Before I did radio, I did social media. Before I did social media, I was on the internet. I'll always be on the internet. I'm sure I'll get old at some point where I'm not as deep in it, but I'm not old yet. I'm very active on all social media platforms. So I comment. And since I have a verified badge that I did not pay for, I got verified from being on MLB Network, and I got a blue check for free on Instagram. And what Instagram does, if you're verified and you comment, they will naturally raise your comment to the top as a verified account. And a lot of times I'm quick because, like I said, I'm an internet head. I'm always refreshing the feed. And as soon as something posts, I know to comment, because if you have a comment that takes off, I always end up with comments that get thousands of likes. That funnels traffic back to your page where people see your content, learn about you, follow, whatever. So I had a comment about Cam Scataboo, because there's a post floating around. I don't know if we could play it. here's a post that is hilarious. LeSean McCoy is talking about Cam Scataboo and how Cam Scataboo got the brothers scared. How Cam Scataboo is different. How, you know, how hard Cam Scataboo runs the ball. And LeSean McCoy said something about, I had never seen Zach Bond get run over like that. And what I had said in the comments was, yeah, Zach Bond gave him his respect, but then he got his revenge. That hip drop tackle turned Scataboo's foot the other way and ended his season. And then somebody said in the replies to me, and I guess they know who I am or who I was, how do you feel about your team having to face this demon 2 times a year? And I'm like, I don't care. I'm not a Dallas fan anymore. I don't rock with them. I'm rooting for Cam Scataboo more than I'm rooting for the Dallas Cowboys. And then I don't even know. It went back and forth and I stopped replying. That's facts, though. Like, I'm detached. I'm done. I was really done years ago. I'm certainly done now. And being on New York radio, talking to you guys every night, reading all these articles, staying up on the Giants. Like, I don't want to see the Giants suck. I don't want to see the Giants be terrible. Like, I had this conversation with one of my homies the other day about, like, making it to WFAN. Like, when I first came in, my first show, they fired Jason Garrett. And shout out to Jason Garrett. I used to work out at his dad's house on Monmouth Beach. And I met him and his brother and got to know Jim Garrett pretty well. But, like, I'm rooting for all the teams that we cover. I'm rooting for all the teams in this city. I'm rooting for New York teams, somebody to bring a parade back. I'm probably rooting for every single team except the Mets. Dan is in Long Beach on the Fam. What's up, Dan?
Hey, good evening, Keith. Good talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, say, Keith, just at the top, and this is, you know, take it for what it is, but, you know, there's somebody that claims they're the future of the station. You're the future of the station, buddy, man. You're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, thank you. Yeah. I know. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I know what you mean.
But two points about the Giants and what they're going through right now. And, you know, yeah, I think Daboll was the right move. And, you know, a lot of people going on about Joe Shane, and I really think I think he's done some good things with the drafts. I think he's done some good things with the offseason. And my first question or point would be, you know, the stuff that hasn't worked out for him, how much can that go back to the coaching and what we've seen the coaching do? I mean, you know, Jackson Dart, 4 concussions this quick. There are things about the coaching, right? So maybe not all his draft picks have been busts. And second point, what fan base out there can really expect anything else from their team if they look starting running back and starting wide receiver number one? Like, really, what can you expect from that?
Thanks for the call, Dan. I mean, we'll work backwards. What I will say is, like, starting wide receiver, starting running back, you know, every year in the NFL, we see teams lose their starting quarterback. Like, the 49ers lost Brock Purdy. He's coming back this week. They're still afloat somewhat. It's part of the game. I just mentioned Tucker Kraft being out for the Packers. Like, that's their number one wide receiver. Trying to think of anybody else that comes to mind that lost their top receiver or... The Eagles lost A.J. Brown. He's there. They just don't use him like a number one wide receiver. Like, no, I mean, the Jets lost Garrett Wilson. But the Jets weren't winning anything anyway. It's tough. When you lose your top skill position players, it changes the entire offense. You need the quarterback first and foremost, but you have to have depth. The whole thing shouldn't unravel off of 1 to 2 guys. The whole thing shouldn't come apart because 1 or 2 guys isn't available. Yeah, I'm blanking. Somebody call me. That'll be the assignment for this next hour after we come back from the break and the update. What other teams lost their number one wide receiver? What other teams lost their number one running back? Oh, and then the other thing you said, like, you know, how much of this, it depends who you ask quickly. Like, I'm sure Brian Daboll could build a case against Joe Shane for why he lost games. I'm sure Joe Shane could build a case against Brian Daboll why they lost games despite the personnel that he brought in. I think the case that Joe Shane made, the Giants front office bought more so than any case that Brian Daboll can make on the field. He had to go, and I have to go. One more hour left. Let's go to break. Let's see if the Jets go ahead, Justin, run the whole distance of the field. First down for the Jets. Let's see if the Jets can make this interesting in the last 3 minutes of the game. Keith McPherson on the Fan Dial, 888-808-1019. I'll be right back.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. Simply Safe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.